This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome in to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local business podcast for East Central Alabama. I'm your host, Rebecca Young. You know, businesses are the lifeblood of what we do here at Radio Alabama. They shape how we work, mold how we interact, and create opportunities to be successful. And this week's Business in Our Backyard is a business that affects a whole lot of other businesses. It's the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I have John Mark Freeman, who is the chairman. Hi.
Thank you so much, Rebecca. I appreciate you bringing us out here, bringing me out here this morning, representing the chamber. And absolutely, small business, large business industry, you know, they're the lifeblood of the community. And as the chamber, it's our job to kind of help facilitate, you know, conversations and connecting some dots and figuring out, well, how can we better our community as a whole?
Yep. So how did you come to be in this role? Tell me a little bit about
That's actually, there was no formal process that actually happened. It was just a whole bunch of coincidences that happened to get us where we are now. I actually had a friend of mine who was one of the board members of the chamber. Mm-hmm. Reached out to me, called me, and asked me, what do I know about a chamber? And at that time, I was 24, and I'm 25 now. And I said, to be honest with you, I said, I really don't know much. He said, well, look into it.
Because you were working at Sycamore
Federal. I was working at Sycamore Federal Credit Union with Marshall McGrady, awesome guy, and awesome team they had over there. And I hated leaving them. So I was like, well, let me look into it. And, you know, a lot of phone calls, a lot of meetings, and it finally just happened. And I looked at what a chamber was supposed to do, help the community, and kind of be the backbone and support and be a catalyst of growth. And I was like, well, I absolutely love that idea. And I love helping people out. So, you know, I might be 24 and I might not know what I'm doing, but I'll give it a shot and see what happens. And it's been awesome. You know, I've been since May of 16th of 22. Well, you know, was 1 year of last year or this past May. So I've been there 14, 15 months now, and it's been awesome.
So what do you enjoy most about your job there?
I'll enjoy being able to have one-on-one meetings with people. I love being able to meet people. And I also love the idea that, you know, my job is I get paid to walk into a situation that a business or industry or individual might be having and being able to say, well, what can I do to help you? And that's my job, you know, to walk in and say, well, let me get some boots on the ground. Let's get some people here. Let's figure out what we can do to fix your issue. And I can't do it all the time, not every single time, but a lot of the times I do get to say that we get to walk away saying, well, we helped somebody out in their problem. And that's what my job is. And I really enjoy that.
So what is the most challenging part?
Managing everything. Because not only do I have to, you know, go out and meet my members, but I also have to run the day-to-days of an organization, of a business, making sure money's coming in, money's going out, everybody's getting paid, people are excited, people are happy, you know, having a good image out there. So just managing all of that and prioritizing, making a list. Okay, this is what I have to get done. I need to get it done by this date. Mm-hmm. And even though I have all this other stuff coming to me, I need to make sure this gets done and that nothing else also falls to the wayside, that I'm still doing that. So it's just managing it. And I have a great team. Denise is my secretary over there at the office. She does an amazing job. I could not do it without her. I have a great board of 14 board members, and they do a great job of helping me out, and a ton of community partners that make it possible. Because a chamber is not just one person. It's a community working together to better the community.
Okay, and what is the biggest problem maybe that y'all have solved in the last year or so?
We had a lot of great community people, great community-minded people, but I believe they were sectored off into their own area. Mm-hmm. And I think we've done a great job of pulling all those resources together and those people together to solve bigger issues. Because if you go to each individual business or industry, we find a lot of the issues are the same. So why don't we just come together, pull all of our resources and our ideas together, and let's figure this out as a community. And I believe the chamber has done a really good job about that the past year.
So who is your mentor?
A lot of people.
A lot of people. Who do you look up to?
Wesley Allen was the initial contact person I had with the chamber. He's, of course, our councilman in Childersburg, and works at Coosa Valley Co-op. An amazing guy. And Diane Kay, who's our board chair, she has been incredible. She kind of mentored me through the first couple weeks and months, and helped me out getting really plugged into the community of Childersburg and getting to know the people I needed to know. Mm-hmm. She, of course, she knew them already, so she's been incredible with that. And, of course, I cannot forget Laura Strickland in Sylacauga. Her and her team at the Sylacauga Chamber, she has been an incredible asset to have. I've called her many a times, shot her many emails of, okay, I have this really particularly strange issue. What can I do to fix this? And she'll be the first person to pick up that phone, call me back, or send me an email back and say, well, this is what I've done, or maybe I haven't had that situation. This is who you can talk to. So she's been a great mentor as well.
All right. Well, how do you motivate people? How do you motivate businesses? How do you?
I think in any type of leadership role, mm-hmm. it trickles down. So it starts from the top. So if I'm not up there being the catalyst and being excited and saying, hey, even though things might not be the best they are right now, but I believe this is where we can be, being the motivator from myself. So it starts from me. If I'm out there telling them, well, I just don't know if we're going to be able to make it. I just don't see it. There's no way that you're going to be able to get out of this.
Right.
Then they're going to look at it being bleak, dark, and dim. So it's my job to go out there and be the change that people want to see. You know, we try to say, you know, we are the culture that we want to be. So, you know, you be that culture so that other people can believe in it as well.
All right. Well, I'm talking with John Mark Freeman of the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce, and we'll be right back.
What is Radio Alabama? Radio Alabama is a leading communications organization committed to communities, commerce, and public service. Let Radio Alabama's team of professional media experts help deliver your message to your customers, clients, and even potential employees. Visit radioalabama.net/advertise to learn how you can harness the power of the Radio Alabama Media Network to grow your business, achieve greater success, earn more revenue, and drive more traffic through your doors. radioalabama.net/advertise. radioalabama.net/advertise.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
I'm Rebecca Young with Businesses in Our Backyard, and I'm talking with John Mark Freeman of the Greater Coosa Valley Chamber of Commerce. And what about, we were talking before the break about how you motivate people. You have mm-hmm. to start with yourself. So what have you done in the past that prepares you for motivating yourself, therefore motivating others? Like, have you studied something, or have you...
Really, it goes back to, I think a lot of it is relational. Mm-hmm. You know, even when I'm down and out, you know, even though you don't want to show that to people,
right?
You have those people who you can go talk to, those mentors, those Diane's, those, you know, Wesley's, those Laura, and say, look, I've just got all this going on. And if they do their job right, they'll pick you up and say, hey, you've got it. You know, pick your head up. It's going to be okay. So having those contacts and those people who I can go to, because all of us face hardships in our life, and mm-hmm. stress, and mm-hmm. whether it be work or personal, and it's important that you have people in your corner who will help you out. And that's what's been a great asset to me, is being able to have those open and honest conversations and saying, these are the struggles that we're having at the chamber. And they say, well, yeah, it's tough, but you're going to get through it, and this is what we can do to help. And that's been a great asset for me at the chamber.
You know, my mother used to always say, this will pass.
Absolutely.
This too will pass. So, you know, she would say, okay, things aren't going the way you want them to, but absolutely. This too shall pass, and then life will get better. You know, life is always full of ups and downs. Yeah.
I try to keep it in the middle as much as I can. You know, I love them crazy highs, I hate them crazy lows, but if we could just stay in the middle, it'll be okay.
Don't we wish? Excuse me. Well, what's going on in Childersburg right now in the Greater Coosa Valley?
Well, we actually are starting a new initiative. We're going to be meeting the last Wednesday of the month. It's going to be August the 30th. This is something between me and Sylacauga Chamber, and then CAC is actually coming on board with us.
Oh, cool.
We're starting an industrial advisory alliance. There's been other communities that have done something similar. Now, we're not trying to necessarily copy it. We're going to morph it into what our industry and our business necessarily needs. But we have local.
Well, imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
It is. Then, you know, we call that in the chamber world, we call it R&D, rip and duplicate. That's what we like to call it.
Yeah.
And everybody loves it. Everybody's all for it. If it's working for your community, take it back to yours, make it fit and work
right.
for yours. So we're going to be meeting with our industry August 30th. We're actually going to have a breakfast with them and just sit down, and CAC's going to give a presentation. Jeff Lynn, president of CAC, is opening up his doors to them and saying, if there's anything that Kat can do to help, you know, facilitate maybe some classes, some certifications.
Yeah, how can we train people?
You know,
for
how
you?
Can we help? And, you know, the chamber's coming together to bring all these industries and leaders together to make it happen. So we're really excited about that. We haven't necessarily decided how often we're going to meet. We're going to kind of poll all of our people and see how often they're willing to meet, how long they want the meeting to be. But we're really excited about the opportunity of getting all the industry leaders together and saying, what are the issues that we're having and how can we as a chamber help facilitate to fix these issues? Because we don't necessarily have the resources to do it ourselves, but mm-hmm. we can probably have the contacts and reach out to them and let us all come together as a community. And I love the fact that Childersburg and Sylacauga are working together on this. I think it's awesome. And we're going to hopefully see great fruit come from this project.
Well, not just CAC, but are y'all working with the Talladega Board of Education, getting classes into younger kids?
Absolutely. We have some superintendents who are going to be in attendance for that, and we're definitely having, you know, Childersburg, Sylacauga, B.B. Comer. We're going to have our schools involved in this. How can we get these kids trained earlier, get them ready in a pipeline to, if college is not the next step for them afterwards, well, let's get them certified and get them a good machining job, because those guys make a ton of money as well.
Yeah, Mike Works has a foundation that he mm-hmm. gives scholarships to for trade jobs.
Absolutely.
And we don't have many trade schools around here, do we?
Not to my knowledge. Mm-hmm. And so this would be a great opportunity for us to give these kids who say, you know, for financial reasons or personal reasons, you know, that they can still make a living and have a family and support themselves, and they don't have to move off somewhere else. We want to keep them here in Sylacauga and Childersburg in the greater Coosa Valley area and make a life for themselves. You know, we try to think, always as a leader of the chamber, I try to think generationally, try to think past myself. Mm-hmm. You know, what can we do to make a community that's better for my kids, my grandkids, my great-grandkids, and make this someone we're proud of being?
And you know, Childersburg sits on the Coosa River, mm-hmm. and are there any river events going on?
Not as of right now, but we are planning, hopefully in the forefront of the future, that we will be doing something like that. Mm-hmm. There is a lot of work that goes into making any event like that happen, mm-hmm. and you know, we have our hands tied with a couple events we already do, so we want to add on, but we don't want to take away from what we already have, because our community already loves some of the events we do, the Christmas Parade and Coosa Fest, and they're big deals to our area, and we bring a lot of people in. So if we want to add more, we definitely don't want to take away from what we already have.
Well, you know, just an idea, you know, they have that Christmas boat parade down.
Yeah.
I was thinking what river is that? The Tom Bigbee, I think. But
it would be cool to see that do our Christmas parade on the Coosa River. That would be cool to see. And you know how many times people come up to me and say, well, I saw this community do the X, Y, and Z thing. And I'm like, that's a great idea. Can we make it happen here? And sometimes we do stuff and they do great and the community loves it. Sometimes we do it and the community just doesn't see the value in it. And so we have to decide, is it something we're going to continue to pursue, or do we want to put our efforts into something else?
So if a business is interested in relocating in the greater Coosa Valley, what's available?
Well, we're actually working through some stuff getting our downtown buildings. We have a lot of vacant buildings in downtown Childersburg that we're trying to fix mm-hmm. up. And we have some stuff that the city hall and the city officials have been working on, some ordinances and trying to make our downtown look prettier so those buildings become available. So right now we're getting in the process. You've caught us right in the middle of this. But we're hoping, you know, months and all the stuff, it's, you know, it works at a snail's pace. It really does.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you always have these grand ideas coming in and saying, well, I'm going to do this and affect it immediately. But it takes some time.
It does. And it absolutely does.
It takes time and there's a long process. But luckily, all the community leaders that I've been working with and working alongside, we all have the same goal. And so we're going to see it happen. It might not happen in the next weeks, months. Maybe it takes a couple years, but we're going to get there.
Well, and then you're going to look back and think, gee, it just sort of happened overnight. But it didn't really happen overnight. But it seems like it did.
I keep telling myself, you know, hold out. You know, I've been there a year and a half now, you know, at the 5-year mark.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be able to say, I remember when.
Right.
You know, and I get to see all the the progress and the step forwards that we have made as a chamber and to our community as well. And I'll say, this all of it was worth it, you know. And it'll be an exciting moment to be able to say, you know, I get to look back and say, this is what we've accomplished as a whole, as a community. And being able to say, well, I played a role in that. That's awesome.
Mm-hmm. So how can people get in touch with the chamber?
Well, of course, you can always come by the office. I can sometimes be a little hard to get a hold of just because I'm having to go to different things, you know, throughout the day. And my schedule is not necessarily, our hours are 9 to 4, but my hours are not necessarily a 9 to 4. Sometimes I have some mornings that start at 4 in the morning, have some evenings that start that I'm working until like 8 or 9 in the afternoon, I mean, late into the evening. So you can always come by the office. You can always shoot us an email. My email is jfreeman@gcvchamber.com. Always give us a call and just come on by, shoot an email, make sure that I'm there. And I would be happy to have some one-on-one time with anybody who wants to look at, is the chamber a good fit for me? And that's what I like about the chamber is we try to be, or to the best of our ability, to be a tool for any business, you know. And I have some members who genuinely use me as a Rolodex.
There you go.
I'm a directory. They call me, email me, text me. Hey, I need a contact for X, Y, and Z. And that's all they want me for. And then I have some who call me quite often who need different things. So I always tell my potential members that the chamber is almost adding like an extra staffed employee for just a small lump sum of money for the year.
Okay. Well, thank you for joining me today.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me today.
And thank you for joining us for Businesses in Our Backyard. Join us each week as we continue to feature local businesses in and around this area. Be sure to share this show with your friends if you've liked what you've seen and heard, and give us a 5-star podcast rating.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.